Let's pray. Oh, Father God, you are holy. You are separate, set apart. The best that we humans have and can offer you is not adequate for you. It is not pleasing, for it is not holy the way you are holy. Our sins demand a sacrifice, but there is nothing we can sacrifice that you would find pleasing. So thank you for sending Jesus, who is a perfect high priest for us, and made the only acceptable offering. As we draw near to his table, I pray that you would move our hearts to love Jesus more, to trust Jesus more, and to see him more like he really is. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you have a Bible, please turn with me to Hebrews chapter 7. That's Hebrews chapter 7. I'm going to read verses 26 and 27. That's Hebrews chapter 7, verses 26 and 27. For it was fitting for us to have such a high priest, holy, innocent, undefiled, separated from sinners, and exalted above the heavens, who does not need daily, like those high priests, to offer up sacrifices, first for his own sins, and then for the sins of the people, because this he did once for all when he offered up himself. Our perfect priest made the only offering. I'll say that again. Our perfect priest made the only offering. As we look to the start of verse 26, we see the author of Hebrews start with, "It was fitting." This idea of fitting is one of appropriateness. Our having such a high priest fit the need we had, the need for an offering for our sins, the need for a savior. The author then moves forward in verse 26 to a description of our high priest. He is holy, innocent, undefiled, separated from sinners, and exalted above the heavens. These adjectives are all pointedly things that the old covenant high priests were not. Though they may have had degrees of holiness here on earth, they cannot be described as holy apart from Christ and his work in them. Some of them may have been declared to be innocent in their justification before God, again, as a result of Christ's work, but Christ himself was ever and always innocent in and of himself. They were defiled apart from the cleansing work of Christ. Christ, however, was born without defilement, without anything that would deform or debase his nature, and has indeed existed that way from all eternity. Christ is separated from sinners. Even though he once lived among sinners, he has departed from them and is now exalted above the heavens, whereas the high priests remained here on earth, surrounded by sinners and their sin. Christ's nature is perfect, his behavior is perfect, and his position is perfect. The author of Hebrews draws further distinctions between the earthly high priests and Christ's high priestly ministry. The earthly high priests of the Old Covenant needed to offer sacrifices day after day for their own sins and for the sins of the people. Day in, day out, come rain, come shine, come spring, come summer, come fall, come winter, come Sabbath, come year of Jubilee, come war, come peace, day after day, lamb after lamb after lamb being slaughtered and burned on the fire for generation after generation after generation, and none of it was sufficient to completely forgive the sins of the people, because there was only one sacrifice that God would be fully pleased with. A sinless high priest offering himself one time, finally, for all of the sins of all of his people, past, present, and future. Done. You see, we who are unholy have a profound problem. We are separated from God by our sin and our sin nature. In order to enjoy God forever, we must be forgiven, because in our sin we have angered a holy God. In order to be forgiven, we need a perfect high priest with a worthy offering. Jesus is that perfect high priest, and his sacrifice of himself for the sins of his people was that only offering. But what does it mean that Jesus sacrificed himself? It means that God has poured out his anger on Jesus on the cross instead of on his people. It means that Christ's people can live in freedom from the penalty of sin and walk in newness of life today. That is good news indeed. We're going to take communion now in order to keep that perfect priest and his only offering at the forefront of our minds and to proclaim his death until he returns. If you have put your trust in Jesus, this perfect high priest who made the only offering, if you've laid down your own efforts and your own might in trying to please God on your own terms, then we'd invite you to take communion with us this morning. If, on the other hand, you would deny Christ as your Lord and Maker, then first and foremost, please repent. Please turn away from the way you are living and submit yourself to this perfect priest. If you don't know what this means or what this looks like, then please talk to the person who brought you here today. Talk to me, talk to one of the elders after the service. And if you won't repent, then please just pass the elements, the bread and the juice, by without taking them. If you would say that you love and trust Christ, but you are living in known unrepentant sin, loving your sin more than you love Christ, then please repent. This perfect priest made the only offering. Live in his grace. If you won't repent, then please just pass the elements by. If you do believe and you do live repentantly, then please join us in communion this morning. Meditate on our perfect priest and his making the only offering, and take communion when your heart is prepared.